There's a story that's often told about G.K. Chesterton, who was a famous English author and philosopher in the early 1900s. And the story says that he was asked by a newspaper to write an essay on the topic of what's wrong with the world. And the response that he gave his essay was very brief. It simply said, "I am." And I think there's a lot of wisdom in that response, because the world around us is a mess in so many ways. And often we point the blame elsewhere. We think, well, it's my spouse's fault, or it's my boss's fault, or it's because we have bad politicians, or it's because there's broken families that we have all these problems. But what G.K. Chesterton was indicating is that first and foremost, we have to look at ourselves. The mess that's in the world around us is a manifestation of disorder that's within us. That's the cause. And so as we celebrate the feast day of Christmas, we rejoice that God so loved the world that he sent his only son. But to have a deeper appreciation for Christmas, it's important for us to realize how desperately we need a Savior. You know, our brokenness is very real. You know, and we can see it even in little children. You know, kids will grab toys for themselves, and their parents have to teach them to share and to not be selfish with their toys. And often kids growing up don't want to do homework, and they'll fight their parents, and they'll be disobedient to their parents because they don't want to do it, when it's clearly in their best interest to study and learn. But they have to be taught discipline and to go after what's right, because we have that disorder within us. And our behavior is one thing, but often people have very broken self-images. You know, the way that people view themselves, you know, especially young people, there's so many people who have some false standard that the culture sets that they think determines their worth. And because they can't meet this false standard, you know, they're broken internally and feel like they can't be loved. We have so many young people that have a broken image of themselves. And so the brokenness manifests itself in so many different ways. And as we get older, that brokenness doesn't just disappear. It just manifests itself in different ways. And it can get much worse when we don't have parents who are, you know, looking over us all the time, helping to guide us. You know, when we get out on our own, you know, often we can make bad decisions that send us in the wrong direction. And our sins end up harming the very ones that we should be loving the most. This is the darkness that we live in. But it's in the midst of this darkness that the angel of the Lord appeared, and the glory of the Lord, a heavenly light, radiated through the darkness of the night. And the angel announced, "I bring you good news of a great joy, for today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." The human race needs a Savior, not just in an abstract sense. This is not just a distant historical event, but this is something very personal, because I need a Savior and you need a Savior. You know, our Heavenly Father sent a Savior because he knows that we need a Savior. And there were generations of Israelites and generations of prophets who were awaiting a Savior. The Blessed Virgin Mary was longing for a Savior with a great intensity, because they recognized how broken our world is and that we do need a Savior. And our Savior has the power not only to atone for sins, but to heal what's broken within us. He has the power to transform us from within, and to elevate our hearts and our desires so that we can attain a greatness and the inner integrity that we were created for. But this transformation doesn't happen on its own. And it isn't enough just to celebrate Christmas. We have to listen to what our Savior teaches us and obey him, trusting that his teachings are the path to life. You know, too often people view Christianity as an arbitrary set of rules, as if there's some group of people just sitting around making rules for us to follow. It's like, well, we'll see if they'll follow this rule. But that's absolutely false. Nothing could be further from the truth. The church is God's instrument through which our Savior transforms us and heals us and elevates our lives. We will not be healed until order is restored in our souls. And that order begins first and foremost with the worship and adoration of God, a recognition that there is a God and that it's not us, and that it is just and right to give him worship and adoration, which is exactly what we're doing tonight. If we center our lives on this, and if we worship and adore our Lord on the Lord's Day every week and place him at the center, that's the beginning of the order that's necessary for us to flourish. You know, Jesus Christ did not come to save the human race as an abstract reality. He came to save you and me. And so I encourage each one of us to reflect upon this question. Why do I need a Savior? Where is the interior brokenness within me that needs to be healed? And to answer that question, we're going to have to let our defenses down. We have to look at ourselves with honesty and with humility. We have to do that to see where we truly are. But we don't need to be afraid when we drop our defenses, because our Lord is going to treat us with a gentleness and a wisdom beyond our imagining, because he is a Savior like no other. And as the divine physician, he knows exactly what we need to be healed. There is no brokenness and there is no darkness that we will ever experience in this life that cannot be healed by that little child who was born in Bethlehem so many years ago, who comes to us today in the Holy Eucharist. And so I encourage us to reflect upon Jesus Christ as our Savior, because he was a small child as he came into this world, yet he is the mighty God and Prince of Peace. He is our Savior, Jesus Christ.